Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kansas City! You ready? You ready? 3, 2, 1, go! Welcome to the Red Kingdom!
35-yard attempt. Well within his range. 18 of 20 this season. His left, and one of those misses a 60-yarder in the half. 35-yard attempt from the far hash. Dixon, the punter, will hold. Raboni is the long snapper. Lutz waiting for the snap. Placement is down. Lutz's kick is blocked! It's blocked! It's blocked! The Chiefs blocked the kick! They're going to stay undefeated! The Kansas City Chiefs blocked a 35-yard field goal attempt! Kansas City wins this game on a blocked field goal!
There you go, the beautiful sounds of Mitch Holthus. You could have heard that here on 96.5 The Fan, 106.5 The Wolf, or sister station, or in your head the rest of the day. Chiefs win 16-14, a great win, a fantastic way to keep going, a divisional win. Division wins are hard, man.
Hard.
They're just tough to come by. And you've got three of them already this season, and by a combined total of 16 points.
How many?
16.
Okay, so you've won your division games by a combined 16 points. Mm-hmm. You've won all your games by a combined 58 points.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. The goosebumps are just crazy right now.
That's amazing.
Think about that for a second. Two of the greatest players in the history of the franchise are the point differentials between your division wins and your overall wins. And whose giggle's better, Mac or Danans?
Mac will always win, but Danans is just, it's that high
so
pitch.
Yeah, he's like wheezing, he's laughing like so hard.
It's a guy that played in the league.
Yeah.
That does this every Sunday. Yeah.
Correct, like, which makes it even better.
It's way
right?
better.
That's what I love, when guys who did the job look back and go, oh my God, I just got nothing for you, right?
So it's no secret. No run game yesterday.
No, none. Yeah.
I mean, none. And the only running we really saw was Mahomes for his life.
Mm-hmm.
Mac, you got a phone. Who do you want to call?
Ghostbusters.
Man.
He had it.
Give me Donovan Smith's number, bro. I mean, this is the answer. Very rarely in the middle of the season do you have like a solid starting left tackle that has played with you not 5 years ago, last season, and won a Super Bowl with you, that's sitting there available. And, like, that is the biggest need on the team right now is the left tackle. And he's sitting there. If you can call him up, get him off the couch. Hey, it's week 10. Be ready by week 14. Get in shape for a month in the facility. We'll get you ramped up for 3 or 4 weeks until week 18. By then, you've been starting for a month, and it's playoff time, baby. We need a left tackle. This Kansas City team has Mahomes running for his life. Donovan Smith, we saw him do it. An above-average job last season. It's rare that you get an opportunity like this. I'd be surprised if Brett Veach already hasn't called him.
Well, let me ask you this, Mini Bink. Would you consider hitting Brett for Miller? Would you consider moving Joe Tooney out to left tackle?
My question for that is, who replaces Tooney?
Nick Allegretti's not here anymore right now.
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I'm saying.
No, I know. But Kling texted me during the game yesterday, and he's like, it may be time to move Tooney out to left tackle, right?
Because he's done that before with the Chiefs.
Yes,
right?
He has. It 2 years ago where everybody was injured and they had to move Joe Tooney outside, right?
He did well.
And then somebody asked Andy in the post-game press conference about it. Somebody also, what did I text you guys, was the other dumbass question of the day that somebody asked? I'll look it up in a second. But somebody did ask Andy yesterday, are you considering moving Tooney to left tackle? No. And that was it. Like, which tells me there may have been some kind of conversation about that right now.
How many bad games do you think you're allowed to have as a tackle in the league? Because that's what Wanye's second bag, or is he just, do you blame the injury?
I blame the injury. I blame still being very young in this league.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll blame those
and whatnot. But he's got to start showing better,
yes,
though. Yeah, I mean, because of the way that I'm looking at it right now is
maybe
that
I'm a bad football fan, but I didn't recognize anybody's name on the defense for Denver. Except Surtain, obviously the second.
Surtain,
but like,
yeah,
Mitch was telling us, this is like, look out for that D line, man. And maybe that's bad on my part for not looking into that. But like, I didn't really know those guys, but they were dominant yesterday.
They were. Yeah. No, they dominated that line of scrimmage yesterday, and that's something that absolutely needs to be
fixed.
We
won the game, but they lost it in the trenches.
Yeah, they did. They lost in the trenches, and they've got to get better down there, right? There's no doubt about it. Andy Heck, the offensive line coach. Let's go, Andy. What the heck is going on? Someone asked Patrick Mahomes yesterday if it feels like a win. Does this feel like a win?
That's what it was. Yeah.
Jeez. Well, it was.
Did you see the way he reacted in the game? He did the helicopter.
If you were at Arrowhead yesterday, that felt like a win.
It felt like the best win ever.
Did it feel like a win? No, it didn't. It felt like a what a dumbass question.
Idiot.
Are the three, I feel like I'm going to get coached for this one, are the three of the top five best defensive lines on three not-so-great teams? Like, the Giants have a really good defensive line.
Oh my God,
the Titans have a really good defensive line. Yeah. And Denver's got a good defensive line.
No,
I think that's great. I think that's a good take, actually.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Brioche.
It's weird how that is. Like, it's just...
It is.
And I mean, look, that's the recipe to beat the Chiefs yesterday, man. Pressure and don't give up run yards. No rushing yards and pressure on Mahomes, and it was tough.
All right, you ask who they could put a guard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to say three names. Tell me if you've heard of any of these people. Like Caliendo, you have, because it's Frank's brother.
Uh-huh.
Of course.
We got a guy on the team named Hunter Nourzad.
Yeah, they drafted him this year.
Okay.
He's a hybrid. He's like a safety guard or a center guard.
Yeah. He's listed as the backup to Creed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other backup guard to Trey is somebody named C.J. Hansen.
John's brother.
Juice all over the place.
So, I mean, you're not going on with that. You're not deep on the offensive line. They got an Ethan Driscoll that backs up the right tackle spot.
Oh, that's Jeff's brother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So, yeah, I don't know.
I love this text.
The answer to that question is who could... It's not here.
I love this text from the 816. Screw it. Let's put Chennault at left tackle. That guy can do anything.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, well, I do like that.
Well, when you talk about moving Joe Tooney, my only qualm about it is me and brother were talking about Joe Tooney to Trey Smith and Creed in the middle there. That is maybe the best threesome in the entire league.
Yeah.
Like that unit right
there.
I can
think of a better one. You're starting to...
Paige Spiranek.
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry.
But that interior, I mean,
that lady
it's the strongest
met.
Part of the team and maybe one of the strongest units in the NFL. I just to make that weaker...
No, I understand what you're saying. Do you weaken a strength to make a strength weak strength stronger? And look...
Of course, yeah, that's
What about Dan Kilgore?
Is he ready? Do we have Kilgore?
And is he playing?
And is he playing today? But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to trust Andy Reid on this. I have to. Like, he's an offensive line guy,
for sure.
And you know we're 9-0, so maybe they do go out and sign somebody. But I've been around teams, you know, and usually they're losing teams when you go out and sign these guys like at this time of the year and you bring them in. And I'll never forget there was this guy when I was covering the Rams. I don't even remember what the hell his name was. And I said, you know, I said to him, like, he was an offensive lineman. I said, what were you doing? He goes, I was sitting at home eating Doritos playing video games. And that's always like been in my mind. I'm like,
I love Doritos.
Who doesn't? But if like, if you want to be an NFL athlete and you tell the media, like, what were you doing yesterday? I was sitting at home playing video games eating Doritos. It doesn't like ring a lot of confidence, but I'm sure like Brett Veach probably knows somebody somewhere out there that's available and you know can come
in
here.
Or living in Brett Veach town,
we are. But also too though, like you got to look at some of these guys and say, we're at Thanksgiving, dude. Like,
yeah,
God, you gotta play better,
aren't we?
Play better.
We're getting ready to get like Friendsgiving and like I love me a Friendsgiving.
Yeah, so me too.
Oh man, this year I've been tasked to make broccoli cheese rice. You ever had it?
Broccoli cheese rice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Very good.
That's a random.
Yeah. That's my item. Somebody's making mashed potatoes. Somebody's making green bean casserole. Last year, the guy that made green bean casserole ruined it. He didn't cook the beans before he put it in the mix.
You're supposed to cook the beans before you put it in the mix?
Or at least cook it longer.
I don't know.
They were hard beans.
Jeez.
Jen made some hard asparagus yesterday. Like, that's the other day. Like, I'm like,
I was saying she made it yesterday. She was probably hand boned.
No, not yesterday. It was earlier in the week. And it was like, come on. You got to cut the ends.
Sometimes when you make a bad meal, you got to just own it.
But I'll tell you, that roughage that goes through, it cleans you out, drags it all out, you know, with that.
Now I'm no longer hungry.
Roughage.
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 I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.